Ryan Bausman. Ryan comes to us from Idaho by way of New Orleans, or is it New Orleans by way of Idaho? But he's been in the program now. He's in his ninth month. So Ryan, if you'd come up and tell us how God has had mercy on you.
All right. Hello. My name is Ryan. I was asked to give my testimony tonight, so I'll do that, and I'll try to keep it short. Well, I'm Ryan. I'm 21 years old, originally born in New Orleans, Louisiana. Shortly after that, I was adopted when I was about 6 months old because my parents were unfit. But God blessed me with parents that were definitely more than fit. After I was adopted, we went to Mississippi for about 3 years, and my dad was stationed there in the military, so we all were with him, and I don't really remember much of that, you know, I was very young. After that, we went to Germany. We were stationed there for about 3.5 years, and I began school there, and shortly after, we moved back to the States. We came to Idaho. And because that's where both my grandparents on both sides live. So we went back to Idaho, and I'd never been there. And that's where I spent the majority of my childhood. I went to school there. I played sports there. I grew up with my brother and my sister, Ashley and Ronald, both older. While I was living in Idaho, around the time of 11, it's the first time that I ever tried anything that wasn't... My parents were pastors, by the way, just to throw that in. So I was raised in a very good home, and I'd always been on the right track. I got good grades, but then when I was 11, I was on a ski trip, and I decided to try alcohol for the first time. That didn't go good. I got caught, got drunk, got in trouble, and I didn't do anything for a while after that. But then when I was about 13 or 14, I tried marijuana, and I was doing that until the time I was about 16, and then I started venturing into some other things and started getting in trouble and quit school, and by the time I turned 19, I had really started to get in trouble with the law. So, and I got scared, so I ran. I hightailed it out of Idaho when I was 19. I went back to New Orleans to see where my roots were, what's going on with that, you know, and met my bio family, and nothing good was going on there, so I quickly decided to do my own thing, and about a year later, a year of just not doing anything good in a bad place, I learned that I wasn't going to be the biggest and baddest, and somehow, miraculously, on the last day of 2017, I had a very powerful God experience. The first time I actually felt the Holy Spirit convict me of anything, and it was very powerful. I wept for days, and people thought I was crazy because I was just talking at the sky, you know. I quickly knew that I needed to change my life when I had that experience. God told me you need to turn it around, So the first of 2018 was my first day clean. I went through some trials actually already since coming to Christ. I was going from church to church for my first sober week, just talking about my experience that I finally found God, and I was in tears every time I talked about it, and I was literally held to the floor for a good 15 minutes, and by the Holy Spirit, I couldn't stand. Like, it was pretty crazy. And I was telling people about that, and I accidentally walked into the wrong church in that city, and they tricked me into going somewhere where they had police come and get me and take me into a psychiatric ward because they thought I was crazy. And because I was in the psych ward, they wouldn't let me out. I had to call my parents to get me out. The only way I could get out was to call my parents back in Idaho. Well, Florida now, they had moved. And the only way they would get me is if I actually did what I needed to do, which was go back to Idaho and turn myself in. I'd been running from the law. So I figured, you know what, Mom and Dad never steered me in the wrong direction. I'm going to go back to Idaho. And I went back to Idaho, turned myself in. They bonded me out. And I knew that just being sober at the time, I'd been sober for almost 6 months in Idaho, just working here and there and living at home. I knew I really needed to learn how to live. I needed to learn how to have a relationship with Christ. I needed to learn all these things that I had never done before. So I asked my mom where the best place for me to go to do that would be, and she said Justin's Place. And I've been in Justin's Place ever since. About 5 months into the program, I went to sentencing on my felony. I only got one felony. That's where I ran from. And it got dropped. I believe that was definitely God rewarding me for doing the right thing. So yeah, it's just a very crazy sequence of events that only one could have orchestrated to have me here now doing what I'm doing, sober, happy, and yeah. Thank you.